Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up.
This is the Ike Anthem.
Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away.
My anthem.
And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
WIP Afternoon Show.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yo, what
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
A great Kenny Rogers movie. Jack, I know you've never seen it. Spike, you may have seen it.
Kenny Rogers movie?
Yeah, not The Gambler.
What movie?
Six Pack.
Never saw it.
Never seen Six Pack?
No.
Oh, my God. It's an awesome movie.
Really?
Awesome movie. People out there know exactly what I'm talking about. They'll be in our on our Twitter timeline about that movie.
Six Pack.
I forget the you'll know the it's two females that played in that movie. The young girl who was the sister of all the orphan kids, and then there is Kenny Rogers' girlfriend.
Okay.
In the movie.
Okay.
Who he's chasing, but they're sort of he didn't adopt these kids, but these are like orphan kids, and they ran like a a pit crew for speed racing. This is when Kenny Rogers was a race driver.
So,
and Six Pack is these six pack of kids
that ran the pit crew for
his
race car.
They ran a pit crew, yeah, but they started off as car thieves.
Sounds like a Burt Reynolds movie. Doesn't sound like.
Does
sure
sound like a Burt Reynolds movie. It probably was right in that time, the area of Smokey and the Bandit. It's like it's the '80s. It is an '80s movie. It's a mid '80s movie. Guarantee you'll love it. Six Pack.
I will watch.
Guarantee you'll love it.
Next time my wife is out of the country, because she will not want to watch that movie.
Very underrated. Very underrated.
He's a country singer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Kenny Rogers,
and he owns a chicken shop. But that's a Seinfeld reference.
Yes.
And you never watched Seinfeld, which
right.
is killer.
Well, but Kenny Rogers Roasters was a real place. It
oh,
wasn't
really?
Just in Seinfeld. Yeah, yeah. Real place.
Now, Roy Rogers.
Also, anything with Rogers in it is fried chicken.
It's not just about Kenny Rogers.
So, A.J. Brown talked today. In about 10 minutes, we will play for you what he said, because he did say something about his call to WIP. So we will play that as well.
Oh, really?
There was a very
interesting. Shout out to AJ.
Yes.
Hold on. Did he give us a shout out or did he rip us?
He was like, you know, that I really wish I had answered that Kellen Moore question.
The first thing he said was, hey, Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
My guy.
And there was somebody at the press conference that is interesting and of note. So
okay.
We'll tell you that about that in about 10 minutes. Before we get back to calls on the Sixers, what is more likely tonight? Sixers win or Sixers get run out of the building?
Oh.
More likely. Not
truth serum?
Yeah.
Sixers get run out of the building.
Yeah, it's like 54% more likely they get run out of the building.
Yeah, it's truth serum. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm allowing.
I started to do a whole, we're not getting run out of the building. I started to do a whole rallying cry, but Yeah, if you're asking me of the two.
Of the two.
It's more likely. When you say get run out of the building, I look at that as a double-digit loss.
Yeah. 113-95.
Okay, yeah. I could see something.
You know, that's not even as close as the score
makes. As the score appears, yeah.
Jack, I know what your opinion is.
I'm just saying, though, if they no-show, it would be
If they no-show, it will not be good for them
tomorrow. Well, you're going to be happy about it, right, Jack? Because then you don't have to watch them anymore.
Well, listen.
Just watch your sweet little Phillies win.
Well, it's late night games.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to get the Sixers games in before. You know what I mean?
Right. The A.J. Brown quote in about 10 minutes. Do I do the one that I don't want to do?
His boys won it last night, too.
Okay. Euro John, you're on WIP. No. You have us on speakerphone.
No, I don't. Is it all right?
All right. Keep going.
All right. Here's the thing, right? You can talk all this stuff you want to talk about, but I know basketball. I played at a high level. I was going to play pro ball in Greece back in the day. I had all the floaters. I was grabbing a rim of 5'8". All right? And I know when I see something wrong with Joel Embiid. You can talk all this stuff about 35 a game. But I'm going to talk to you about 6-17 against Miami, 8-22 game one, 11-29. Last game, he was 7-19. All right? When Joel's in that jumper, I told you, he's unstoppable. But the problem is, that's his go-to move. He's got to be in the paint.
No.
All right?
Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do Joel Embiid's got to be in the paint every time. I can't do it every time he calls. It's not 1995. God bless Euro John.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way NBA basketball is played. And honestly, the biggest problem in the last game was that every time he caught the ball in the post, once Hartenstein went out of the game, they had five guards and forwards out there who would swarm him every time he touched the ball, and no one could get him the ball in the paint. I can't do that one anymore. I'm sorry, Euro John. I can't do that. He's got to get the ball in the paint.
Yeah.
And also, I think in the playoffs, I think he's shooting 45%. Mm-hmm. I would love for it to be 50. But when you're able to generate 14 free throws a game, then okay, if he shoots 7 of 19, but he scores 29 points on 19 shots, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Absolutely fine. I would love for him to shoot 50%. He's not shooting 50% in this series. I can't do the paint thing anymore. I just can't do it. Russell in Wilmington, you're on WIP. Russell is not on WIP.
But oh, Russ.
Tony in Delaware. We'll stay in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, brother.
All right. I am a big-time Embiid fan. I hear what you guys are saying about him. I agree with everybody but one person, but we ain't going to say his name. Huh? Just think about this. When Embiid first came back and we was fighting to get into the playoffs, do you actually think we could have gotten in the playoffs without Embiid?
What do you mean?
That's my question to you.
They basically did get in the playoffs without Embiid. What do you mean?
No, you did not. The last maybe 10 games, they was fighting to get into the playoffs.
No, they were fighting for a particular seed. They were up enough from the, I guess, 11th place team that they were virtually a lock to make the playoffs.
Make the play-in.
My question is, do you actually think if Embiid didn't come back this year, the Sixers would have made the playoffs?
Well, they would have been in the play-in.
Yeah, they would have been in the play-in.
I don't think they would.
I think the real question is here, if he doesn't play at all, are they a playoff team? And they're not.
Of course, they're
a 32-win team or something.
You mean the entire season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now think about this. You know who's the luckiest person on the Sixers right now? It's Tobias Harris. He loves that everybody's picking on Embiid while he shows up every night with 7, 8, 10 points a game. I agree with Ike. If he gave us 15 points every game this series, this series would have been over. Mm-hmm. Agree?
Certainly would be 3. It could be 3-1 Sixers. I don't know if they would have swept, but it could be at least 3-1.
Yeah, I agree.
Or 2-2.
But when a game is
– But Tobias – But Tobias Harris is getting, nobody's talking about him. He just shows up. I went to a game and
talk about Tobias every day.
Yeah, I mean,
as he gets ripped every day, all day.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Tony. The problem with ripping Tobias is that
it's pointless.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone.
That's the positive. If they lose tonight,
it is.
So we don't have to watch him for one more game.
Yeah, I would agree. If it wasn't too mean to do a Tobias Harris farewell party, that would be a great event for the WIP afternoon show.
No, you'd have to do that once the season is officially over.
Yes.
It's hard to do that.
No. Once it's over. Yeah. Once it's over.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. I'd give him a farewell gift.
Yeah.
Send him off well, man.
I had a special on Friday, Chickies and Pizzas, $160 million wings. $160 million pizza. A special Tobias Harris farewell. Chickies is going to do $160 million drafts or something. Maybe just as a special, as a tribute to Tobias.
Well, you could start a voicemail and have people call in and give their best wishes for Toby.
We could definitely do that. We could do here's what you do. You call the voicemail line, you leave your best wishes for Toby and a book recommendation.
Here's what's going to be even more maddening.
And a crumble cookie.
Listen, here's what's going to be more maddening than this.
And they re-sign him?
As you guys gloat. No, they're not going to re-sign him. That would just be bad PR.
Yeah.
But when they give Kelly Oubre the deal.
I don't think they'll give him a big deal.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Okay, so it's going to be either him or it's going to be an older player that you're going to overpay for. My only point is, in order to get that third star that everybody wants, that we can rely on, you're going to either pay big money for a guy with potential or you're going to pay for a guy who may be past his prime already. You're not getting a legitimate young third star.
I totally
to come
agree.
To fill that role.
But as long as we don't give $160 million to somebody who's never made an all-star team, I will take my chances. I'll take my chances, which is what Tobias was.
I mean, you may have to give that to somebody who's never made an all-star. He may need to be on a team. He's just been a good player. Like, you know, there's a lot of players that average 18 points a game on bad teams. That have never made an all-star team, and then they're like, they cash in.
By the way, this is why.
Like, who are you going to get then? Like, who are we going to get?
This is why I would rather have a 34-year-old Paul George.
Right. Exactly.
Because I know that occasionally he can carry the. And people forget about Paul. It was a long time ago. Paul George was the best player on a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals, by the way, and going toe to toe
with
LeBron.
Miami. Yeah.
That's 11 years ago.
So. Well,
it was 11 years ago, though.
Jack, I'll ask again. Whether you want Paul George.
I'm fine with Paul George. I'm just pointing out it was 11 years ago.
Klay Thompson. Like, these are all guys you're going to overpay.
I agree.
To come here and still give you the same 14 points a game.
Well, I'm not paying LeBron for 14 points a game.
We're not.
You're not getting LeBron James.
Yes, well, I disagree, but sure. LeBron at least was the best player on the title team 4 years ago.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, you're not getting LeBron
fake
James.
Title. Yes. A fake title. We will play you the A.J. Brown audio. Oh, right after. To what do we owe the honor, Nafis?
Oh,
Nafis the barber. It has been a while. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Now, Nafis, I remember you back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Way back in the day when you used to
call.
Way
back, right.
Yes. And like, you're like one of the only brothers I had first ever heard of cutting a white guy's hair. Like, you actually was Spike's barber.
He was
awesome to me.
He was not my barber at my wedding?
Yes, he was at the wedding. He was at the wedding and everything.
And the reason was I made a conscious decision that I wanted my barber to be black because I felt like he would give me a better haircut than what I was getting. And I found Nafis. And Nafis took it. And before I moved up north, Nafis was. How are you doing? You good?
Cheers, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man. It's good to hear y'all back on the radio. You know.
Now, you are an Embiid hater, though.
Don't do that, Spike. Don't mislead. Don't mislead the jurors. No.
Okay.
I think that it's just time for Embiid to take his bow and move on.
Damn.
You know, I've been saying this for the past 2 years, right? And Sixers fans are so, they just love the idea of just having him here but not being winners, right? Every year he's done the same thing. Got hurt in the playoffs, don't finish the fourth quarters. But guess what? Everybody loves when he makes 2 out of 8 threes.
Well,
right?
Nafis, let me ask you this. In the history of the NBA, who has voluntarily traded an MVP in his prime? Who? Tell me a time when that worked out. When a team voluntarily moved on from an MVP-level player in his prime?
Well, I think that there hasn't been any, right, that I can think of. But I would say this. It's a first for everything, right? It's a first for everything.
We'll regret it.
So this is the question. What are we going to regret? Not going to the playoffs? I thought the end goal was to win the championship.
Yeah.
What are we going to regret?
So who are you going to win a championship with? What's the move? The only move when you're moving on from an MVP level player is to say I want to rebuild again. Nobody here wants to do that again. The only option is to see it through with Embiid. I just don't think I don't think there's another option.
So the only option is to be mediocre.
They're not mediocre.
They are mediocre.
Kind of. I mean, he's not mediocre, but the team is mediocre.
But I don't see a path to getting to a team that is better than the current team by trading him, unless you're willing to wait 4 years.
No, you're right. I mean, listen.
I just, you know what?
When you trade Joel Embiid, you're pretty much starting over.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, you're starting.
Not too bad.
So the question is, because we gotta be realistic. The way it looks, he only has about 2 years left.
Okay.
Right.
So let's do the 2 years.
So ride the 2 years out, just going to the first round and losing, or start the process of starting over.
Nobody wants that.
Hold on, Spike. Nafis, it's the first time in my fandom as a Sixer with Joel Embiid being here that I'm now contemplating this. It is the first time.
You know what, you guys.
Here's the thing. I love Joel Embiid. But the idea that this is going to work or continue to put yourself in this position, that isn't necessarily appeasing to fans. So if you don't believe it's going to lead to a title, then what should we do?
I think it could. I think it's got a better chance of leading to a title than the alternative.
Right.
And you siding with a novice basketball mind like Nafis. I've seen him coach novice and heard him argue in the barbershop. Novice. Would not agree with Nafis.
We can't get out of the first round. And look, I'm going to say this even. I'm going to say even if we do get out of the first round, we can't get 10 points from Embiid in the fourth quarter most of the time.
And except for the times when he does, and then that time doesn't count either. I just he can't win. He can't win. He can't win. He can't win. Got you know. All right, we gotta go, Nafis. I'll text
you.
All right, Nafis. Yeah, don't be a stranger, bro.
Long time barber.
Yeah, man. I remember Nafis calling him back in the days, man.
I remember once I needed a haircut from Nafis, and I needed to do it at 7 a.m. And I said, "Will you meet me at the shop at 7 a.m.?" And he said, "Can you drive my son to school after?" I was like, "I got you." He's in college now. The kid's college now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So AJ Brown talked today. And
what did AJ say?
So he talked because he'd signed the extension. So he did a press conference. And he was asked about his call to WIP. And here's how it went. God bless AJ Brown. That was a good response, man.
All right.
Oh, now you don't like it.
No. Okay. Believe me, I'm going a complete opposite way with this.
Okay.
Because what I gathered from that is, far be it from me to give myself a pat on the back about anything, but he clearly said he learned something from the calling in.
Right.
I think I was the one that was kind of explaining to him about sort of how it is what we do and people have opinions and things of this nature and playing in this town. And you got to sort of just be able to accept that sort of thing. It kind of goes with playing in this city. So while he didn't necessarily give me direct credit for that, in a roundabout way, him just saying he learned from that experience, that phone call, and to allow people to have their opinions about certain things and not necessarily react to them, I think I had a little bit to do with that, right? I mean, he called in pretty fired up, and by the time the call was over with, he was kind of agreeing with me on a lot of things as I was just trying to explain to him that it isn't anything personal or no one is necessarily making up anything about you. It's just this is part of what we do.
No, I agree. And you're not always going to get it, and I'm sorry I was wrong.
Sure, and I'm not even looking for
no,
that.
No, and I don't think he was wrong to call the radio station. I think he was wrong in what he thought we were doing.
Right.
And I think he was wrong in taking a clip of me out of context and putting it on the internet and making everybody mad at me. I think he was wrong at that.
Well, we played some part in that. We actually put the clip out.
No, we didn't.
Oh, that's right. We didn't put the clip out. I forgot about that. No, we did not put
clip out. But I
stand corrected.
But I give you guys credit for having the phone call and you telling him the way that it is around here. But I give him credit for saying out loud, I learned something.
Yes.
And I've learned to let people say what they're going to say. And that isn't always something that I need to.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing about, you know, we were talking earlier. You don't need to answer every tweet that criticizes you.
Yep.
But, and I have to learn that. We all have to learn that.
We all do. We all have to learn that.
And we're 25 years older than this guy.
Exactly. Yeah, we're older than he is. Yes. So,
now, one person I do have criticism for is the newspaper reporter who said you called the radio station.
Oh, yes.
The newspaper reporter who marches his ass into this building once a week or once every other week to record a podcast that our company pays him for. Can't even say the name of our radio station. Mm. So his name does not get mentioned anymore. Mm. He is the newspaper reporter.
Mm. I'm all with it.
It was a great Joe Banner scoop 15 years ago.
Yep.
So the other notable thing
about— Hey, Les, I call on you, right? You got to answer.
Not Les.
Well, I'm calling back on Les.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going back to Les.
So then the other thing is, Jack, tell us who was at the press conference.
Jalen Hurts is at the press conference.
Oh!
That's meaningful. That is meaningful.
Sort of breaking news.
Meaningful to me is the first time we've seen him in the same room.
Yes. That's meaningful. Him showing up, showing his support, absolutely meaningful.
I completely agree that it's meaningful. And I'm glad that somebody pointed it out, and we should acknowledge it and say it on the air because we've wondered
Yes.
Whether or not these guys have been around each other, have they been working out together, have they been in communication with each other, we still don't know the extent of those things. But the fact that Jalen was there to support AJ and to be there, that says a lot to me. And if nothing else, that's the first step towards moving forward this season. So that is a good thing.
Huge. And
yes.
I don't care which one it is. I don't care if it was Jalen Hurts saying, you know what, I should be there. Or,
oh, yeah, it don't even matter.
Or someone telling Jalen, you should be there.
Yes.
And him taking that advice,
yes,
and doing it.
Totally agree.
I think good on A.J. Brown, good on Jalen Hurts, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah,
get out.
Done.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Our Twitter question of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom online at marks-jewelers.com. More likely tonight, the Sixers no show or they win. Ike, where are the percentages for no show versus win?
Well, this is definitely no show.
Yeah.
Let's go 63% no show.
75%.
Ooh, wow, much higher.
I'm fighting an uphill battle.
I didn't think it was that high.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Pretty high. Pretty high. Coming up next, Phillies finally lose, but they lose to a team with a player who we're all begging to come to Philadelphia. We will talk about that next in the Jackie Baseball Report, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.